Luke chapter 5. Read a few verses here and share with you a portion of Scripture the Lord really has helped me with in my life. Luke chapter 5, we'll begin reading in verse number 1. The Bible says, "It came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, Launch out into the deep, let down your net for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and we have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished at all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him." Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the privilege to be in your house this morning, God, and the sweet Holy Spirit that has certainly helped our hearts this morning, God, just to know that you're near, Father, is more than we deserve. Lord, we come this morning in the name of Christ through his blood. Lord, we ask, Lord, that your blessings be upon this time together. Father, encourage the discouraged. I pray, God, Lord, that you would challenge those, God, that are here before us. And Father, Lord, help hurting hearts. And Lord, above all things, Lord, may the honor and glory come to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, help us, Lord, this morning to hold you high, Lord, that all men may see you, be drawn to you. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We find here the passage of Scripture, a situation that had brought the Lord Jesus into some people's lives. We find here in verse number 1 that as he was passed by, that great people followed him there, a great press. A multitude of people had followed the Lord. And I believe that there's a multitude there. They just wanted to see the miracles. Some are wanting to be fed. Some just different things, different needs, different reasons. But this, the two situations here that met in the people's lives was that of the Lord's and these disciples. The Lord this morning, as he's walking down the seashore, he comes to a place where some fishermen have brought their ships to shore. They'd been out all night fishing, and they had done their work. They'd worked very hard. These were men that were busy about the business that they had before them, trying to make livings for their family. They were people that were diligent in their service and in their business. And we find that the Lord Jesus, as he's coming now this way, the situation, that he had a need that needed to be met, and he was wanting to use those who were around him. Well, just a simple thought this morning of when Jesus gets on board. When Jesus gets on board. These disciples, they were not yet followers of Christ, but, you know, they were making it in their lives. Everything was fine. They didn't really have a great desire or a great need at this point to see the Lord do something great in their life. Hey, they were making it just fine. They were working. They were supplying for their families. Hey, they were putting up for retirement. Everything was going great. But the fact is, they were making it without Christ. You know, there's a whole world of people out there that are making it in this world. Hey, they're doing fine. Their businesses are fine. Their finances are fine. Their families are fine. But they're making it without Christ. Listen, they'll make it in this world, but they won't make it into the next without Him. Amen? Well, they need Jesus on board in their hearts. Boy, these believers here, these disciples that would soon be disciples, were making it. They were just making it without Him. Boy, they may not been looking for the Lord that day, but they were just going about their business. Hey, they were just doing what they normally do, but Christ was looking for them. I want to notice some things down through this passage of Scripture here, and we'll find out about when Jesus gets on board. The first thing we find here was the need. The need to hear in the life of these people. In verse number 1, the Bible said, "It came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God." Man, hey, listen, now that blesses my heart right there, that a multitude wanted to follow the Lord to hear the Word of God. I believe it's still true in our day. I don't believe all the believers are dead. I don't believe there's not a remnant left anymore. Thank God for a group of people that want to hear the Word of God. Amen. The Bible said that such a great amount of people that had come to the Lord, now they got him backed up against the seashore there. Hey, they got his back against the wall, so to speak. Hey, he didn't have anywhere left to go. They had pressed so hard upon him, they'd pushed him out to the beach now, and they wanted to, for one reason, that was to hear the words from the mouth of Jesus. Man, what I believe it still works. Amen. There's a great need. There's a great need in our life. There's a great need all over this world. There's missionaries here going to different places all over the world to take the Word of God. Praise the Lord for that. The need is still great. They wanted to hear the Word of God. I find that it was a growing need. As the Lord walked out through day to day, there was more and more people that was added to this multitude. Hey, they'd heard the stories. They'd flocked out to Him, wanted to see what Jesus was doing. Boy, brother said this morning about those folks there at the motel. Listen, we're lost without Christ. All they need to do is hear the story. Hey, listen, I believe if you'll tell the story, they'll follow Him. I'm just dumb enough to believe it that way. It still works, amen. It would be a growing need. But I see here He had nowhere else to go. The Lord had got His back up against the sea, had nowhere else to go. The Lord had a choice to make in verse number 2. He looked around that day. The Bible said He saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them, and they were washing their nets. Well, he had a choice to make. Listen, what was he going to do? He had a multitude of people that needed to hear the Word of God, and he had no place to go, backed up against a wall. So he looked around that day, and the first choice he made a choice of what was available to him. Listen, he looked around, he found, first of all, the ships that were just standing there by the seashore. Hey, listen, he didn't go down to get on the cruise liner. He didn't go get in the jet boats or the bass boats. He didn't go back into town to find. Hey, he used what was available. It was his choice. But I noticed there also in that verse, he used what was working. He used what was working. The Bible said there that the fishermen were going out of them. They were washing their nets. Hey, they were caring for the things that brought them livelihood. He saw them diligent about their business. Boy, the Lord has a choice to make. You know what? God doesn't need any of us. God doesn't need not a one of us for His service. I believe without a shadow of a doubt that He could just cast all of us off to the side somewhere and He doesn't need us. But thank God He chooses us. Amen. I'm glad to be the elect of God. You say, well, wait a minute. Now He's talking about that election stuff. Listen, hey, God cast His vote for me on Calvary. Amen. I've been elected into the beloved. Amen. Hey, listen. Well, this day He had a choice to make. Hey, He had a need that was there and He chose that was available. You say, I want to be used of God. I want to be used in His service. Just be available. Hey, just be nearby, wherever the Lord's going. If you'll be close, He'll use you. Amen. But also, I've noticed here in that verse, He used the workers. He used the workers. Listen, God don't use lazy people. God doesn't use somebody who just sits by the wayside waiting on the Lord to do something. Hey, listen, He uses those that are working already. Boy, you look around in your churches, you'll say, hey, listen, when a pastor chooses a deacon, people say, man, I'd like to serve the Lord. Hey, when the pastor chooses somebody who's going to be a deacon, it's usually somebody who's already doing the work of a deacon. Hey, listen, when the people get called into the missions, it's usually somebody who already has a heart for lost souls. When God calls a man to the pastorate, He already uses somebody that wants to serve Him in their life. He uses those who are available and those who are working. I see the choice that the Lord made. Verse number 2. In verse number 3, we find an act of obedience. The Bible said, and He entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ships. Now, can you put yourself in Simon Peter's shoes? Hey, been out all night. He was tired. Hey, Simon had to work third shift, and here it was, church time on Sunday morning. I don't know that, but we're just going to say it that way. Here was church time. Simon Peter done worked third shift. He'd been out all night. He was tired. His back was hurting. Don't you know he just wanted to go to bed? Don't you know he just wanted to go home? Don't you know he was tired? But the Lord said, Simon Peter, if you would, let me use your boat just for a little while. He said him there, and the Bible said he thrust out just a little from land, and he taught the people there. I find the act of obedience. Hey, Simon had willingness in his heart. Hey, when the Messiah came by, he was willing to do whatever it was that he'd asked him to do. Hey, we need to be willing servants for the Lord. But I also find he had a wanting to. You know, listen, you know you can be in a service for the Lord but not have a want to about it. Listen, you can have a pastor come to you and ask you to do something in the church. You say, well, I'll do it. I'm willing, but that ain't really what I want to do. I'll drive a bus, but I really want to lead the choir. I'll teach a Sunday school, but I really don't want to. Listen, I'll clean the bathrooms, but that's not really what I want to do. Hey, listen, Simon Peter was a willing servant, and he was a servant that wanted to that day in his act of obedience. But we find Simon Peter also in this verse, a waiting servant. Well, the Lord said, Simon, just thrust out a little from the land, and he taught the people. Simon didn't get up. He didn't lead the choir. He didn't sing a special. He didn't teach Sunday school. He didn't run the bus route. He just sat there and waited on the Lord. Praise God for a willing
wanting, waiting servant. Just waiting on the Lord to do His work. Boy, sometimes we're not careful. We'll get bullheaded about things, want to force things in action. Hey, listen, we better wait on the Lord. We better let the Lord have His way. An act of obedience here in verse number 3. Bible said there in verse number 4 down through 7, we find the blessing. Bible said, now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draw. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word will I let down the net. And when he had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, so that they began to sink. Boy, I find here in the blessing for your reward. Boy, Simon Peter been out all night fishing. He hadn't caught a thing, the Bible said. Hey, he'd been working hard. He'd been diligent about the business there. He'd been doing what he wanted to do. And I know he just wanted to go home. He just wanted to rest a while. But the Lord came to him and said, Simon, you've done a good favor for me today. You did what I asked you to do. I'm going to bless you. He said, if you'll take your boat just a little bit deeper and let down your nets. Listen, Simon, I'm going to let you enclose a great catch of fish. Hey, he knew what Simon needed in his life. And because Simon was an obedient servant, he blessed him for it. Well, people look around. We're not careful sometime. And listen, say, God's using that fella. And God's getting that fella's support. And God's adding to that church. And God's doing this. Hey, why is not God doing that for me? Well, it may be because you need to go back to verse number 3. Be a willing, a wanting, and a waiting servant. Let the Lord have His work, and let the blessings come after that. The reward in verse number 4, he says, Simon, I know you've been working hard. Let's go on out now. I want to get you a great catch. Remember, that was his livelihood. That's how he fed his family. That's how he made his living. And he blessed Simon for his obedience in his life. But here we have in verse number 5, Simon the skeptic. Boy, a reward was coming. God was going to bless him for being obedient. But Simon the skeptic, he said, Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we've toiled all night and haven't taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I'll let down the net. Lord, okay. I'll do what you're asking me. But Lord, well, listen, we done fished all night. Listen, we've done everything we can do. We hadn't caught a thing, Lord. But nevertheless. Hey, praise God for nevertheless. And sometimes, but listen, what would it have been like if Simon would have really got a hold of this thing? The skeptic said, Lord, I've tried it before. Lord, I've done it this way. I've done it that way. I fished on this side of the boat. I fished on that side. I hit my favorite spots last night. I fished everything I could fish, Lord, and I didn't catch a thing. Simon said, Lord, okay, but I'm really not sure it's going to work. And as a matter of fact, Simon was disobedient in his obedience. The Bible said, the Lord said, I want you to let down the nets. And Simon said, I'll let down the net. I've already cleaned them all, Lord. I've already cleaned them all good. I got all the seaweed out. Simon knew that if he went out there and let them all down, he'd have to do it all again. He'd have to get them all dirty. Boy, we'd do that in the house of God. Lord, I cleaned the buses up last week, and now you want me to go pick up that crowd again? It's going to trash them one more time? Lord, my Sunday school class last week, I went in there, and them little heathens, they put trash all over the place. They dirtied up the pews. They made a mess out of the house of God. And Lord, I'm going to have to clean that thing up again if I go do it again. And Lord, I ain't seeing nothing out of it. But nevertheless, I'll go one more time. Nevertheless, I'll go one more time. Just one more time, that's all he's asking. Simon the skeptic. Well, the reward was coming. Hey, it was based on his previous attempts. He said, I fished all night and hadn't taken nothing. It was based on his personal labor. Simon said, I've toiled. I've already cleaned my nets. I've already done all this. I've done my best. I hadn't taken a thing. It was based on his partial belief. Nevertheless, I'll let down the net. Hey, friend, we need to get a hold of this thing. Hey, listen, God's got a blessing for you in your ministry. I believe God's got a blessing in your life if you'll just listen and be obedient to what He has to say. We find the reward. We find the skeptic. Verse number 6 and 7, I say Simon was surprised. The Bible said, and when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, so that they began to sink. Hey, Simon Peter was surprised by the results. Hey, he let down that one net, and man, he had been close such a great catch of fish that it began to break. He was surprised by the results. Hey, listen, man, I believe we'll be obedient to what God asks us to do, fulfill the Great Commission, carry His Word out of the highways and hedges. I still believe it'll work, amen. And I believe if we really get busy with it and really get a heart for it and really know that God wants to work in our day, hey, listen, praise God for the men of old. I wish I could be more like it. I want what they have. Y'all said it right last night. You men that stood up and preached last night and some of the others, hey, listen, I want to see what you've seen. I want to know where you've been. I want to walk in your shoes. Hey, listen, but I want to be able to do it. The stories aren't good enough anymore. God is still God. He's still on the throne. I want just a little taste of what these men have already seen. Amen? Hey, listen, be surprised by the results. I really believe we would. If we just get a heart for it one more time. If we just know that what God said to do was real, I believe it'll work. And you'd be surprised by the results. Hey, the equipment surprised Simon Peter. Boy, he had good nets. He'd taken care of them. And now the net began to break. Hey, listen, I believe here in our church house, if we'll do what God said to do, I believe we'll see the net begin to break. I believe we'll see the walls have to be knocked down. I believe we'll see the building program have to be expanded. I believe we'll have to add another bus route. I believe it'll still work in our life. We'll be surprised because the equipment won't hold them all anymore. Boy, I see here by the need of help. Well, what would it be to have to call a brother down the road and say, hey, listen, my church ain't big enough anymore. Hey, listen, I need some help down here. I've got to add staff. I've got to add workers. I've got to add people because we just can't hold them anymore. Right. What a blessing. Simon was surprised by the equipment, by the need of help, by the overabundance. More than the last part there. More than they became and filled both ships so that they began to sink. Hey, listen, it was tearing up Simon Peter's plans. It was tearing up his equipment. It was sinking his boat. But after this thing got out of the banks, hey, it was sinking those around him too. It was overwhelming what God was wanting to do in their lives. Boy, great reward. Simon was surprised by it. But in all this, it led to a complete surrender. The Bible said there in verse number 8, boy, when Simon Peter saw it, when he saw it, well, I want to see it, don't you? I want to see it. I want to see what the Lord has for us in these days. Brother Bob said it right. It's dark days. Praise God for the light. Listen, there is no darkness so great that it'll overtake the light. Aren't you glad of that? Aren't you glad of those promises? Boy, complete surrender. Bible said when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. He was sorry. Bible said in verse number 9, he was astonished at all that were with him at the draw to the fishes which he had taken. He was surprised. Verse number 10 says, so it was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. Well, he was summoned. The Bible said there in verse number 11, and when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. They were surrendered. Amen. They were serious about what God would have them to do, a complete surrender. Confession was led by confidence. Simon Peter saw what the Lord would do. And it caused him to confess his inability that Jesus was really all that he needed. Well, Jesus was the one that could make everything work. For an amazement led to abandonment. The Bible said there in verse number 11, when they brought the ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Friend, what would it be like? What would it be like if Jesus got on board? One more time. What would it be like if we just let him have his will and way in our life? What would it be like if in our ministries we just gave it all to him? Well, how many of us go through life without the Lord on board? We're making it. We're doing okay. We're holding our own, but we're making it without Him. How many of us be willing to let the Lord on boat and undo everything we have done?
Come on.
Well, get a hold of that now. Hey, listen, those disciples spent all night long working and toiling, and they got everything clean and everything just right. And they stood back and they said, man, we're finished now. Look at all I've done. Jesus said, all right, boys, tear it all up again. Hey, I want to tear it up all again. Are we going fishing again this morning? We're going to undo it all. How many of us be able to forsake the great blessing to go with the great blesser? Hey, the Lord had just given them a great catch of fish. You know, they didn't take it to market. They didn't sell not a one of them. The Bible said they forsook all their living, all their livelihood, all their boats, all their nets, all their abilities, everything they knew in their life just to go with Jesus. What a wonderful thought. For this morning, boy, is Jesus on board? Boy, what would it be like if He got in our lives? We let the Lord have His will and way in our life and in our ministry, in our families, in our homes, on our jobs, and everything that we do. When Jesus gets on board, go with the great blesser. Father in heaven, we thank You this morning for the privilege to be in the house of God to preach Thy Word. I pray, Lord, that You'd encourage hearts this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.